This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
The Sparkly Show.
Hello and welcome to the Sparkly Show for another week. My name is Dr. Glam. Always a pleasure to be with you. Nice to kick off this week's show with something rather different. Baggy Trousers by Madness. Every now and then, something very, very different comes along. Something that stands out from everything that's around it. Baggy Trousers by Madness did exactly that. My ear's always drawn to something that's a bit quirky and a bit different. On your radio. Same with people. I'm kind of drawn to people that are a little bit different, a bit quirky, perhaps feel a little bit on the outside. I guess that's because I do too. Nothing wrong with feeling like a bit of an outsider. Here is a track that I recorded with a bunch of my friends, also kind of outsiders, you might say. This is the Serious Ukulele Ensemble, one of the musical arms of the McGillicuddy Serious Party.
get our music there. With a few red lights and a few old bits, we made a place to sweat. No matter what comes out of this, I'll know we'll never forget. Yeah, 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 smoke on that water.
Life can be rather too serious, can it not? So today's show is kind of full of quirkiness and songs kind of from the outside, I guess you might say. And it's dedicated to everybody out there that feels like they're a little bit on the outside. And like I said, that is not necessarily a bad thing. It's kind of good to be looking in through the window rather than being inside looking out, don't you think?
Was a curse, soon turned out her heart of glass. Seemed like the real thing, only to find much mistrust, love gone behind. Once I had a love and it was divine, soon found out I was losing my mind. It seemed like the real thing, but I was so blind. Much to mistrust, love gone behind. In between, what I found is pleasing and I'm feeling fine. Love is so confusing, there's no peace of mind. If I fear I'm losing you, it's just no good. You didn't like me.
Nouvelle Vague with their treatment of Blondie's epic hit Heart of Glass. Somewhat different, you might think, but it really works. I've always thought that a really good song can stand all sorts of different treatment, and I think that just proved the case. Sometimes international rock stars recover their own work. Do cover versions of their own songs, if you like. Sometimes it's kind of a pointless exercise if they do it in a very similar style to what they did the first time around, but every now and then, they'll take a chance and do something completely different. This is the case with this next song. Roxy Music's Brian Ferry did this completely different treatment of one of Roxy Music's epic hits, Dance Away. Check this out. The Brian Ferry Orchestra with Dance Away. And I think it really works. Again, it's completely stylistically different to anything that Roxy Music did to it. But the Brian Ferry Orchestra turned it into a great kind of Weimar Republic era jazz dance tune. That was actually for the soundtrack of the Babylon Berlin series that Brian Ferry was involved in. I think it's available to view on Netflix. Well, it was. I hope it still is. Anyway, quite a few choice reworkings by the Brian Ferry Orchestra. So much did I enjoy that. I'm going to play another one. This is the revised version, you might say, of Bittersweet.
Every salted tear it rings. applause. But when the show's in full swing, everyone's in a while. I step in chorus lines, may not forget me.
In a row from the Brian Ferry Orchestra. If you haven't heard them before, I encourage you to check them out. If you want to see where another old rock star has gone, he's gone in a rather wonderful direction, I've got to say. Here's something a little different. Clocking in at a mere 1 minute 31 seconds, that is the Jam's version of Batman, the surprise inclusion on their debut album of 1977, In the City. Okay, let's get a bit weirder and a bit more local. This is Flight of the Conchords.
Go with always in space. And always in space. What you doing out there, man? That's pretty freaky, baby. What's a rock musician doing out in space, man? Isn't it cold, quite cold out there, baby? Do you need my jumper, baby? Does the space cold do funny things to your nipples, making them all pointy? Baby, do you use your pointy nipples as telescopic antenna, transmitting data back to Earth? I bet you do, you freaky old bastard, you.
Is it lonely out there in space, man? Or is there life on Mars? Wouldn't that be weird, because you wrote that song, Is There Life on Mars? Well, you could write a follow-up tune and call it There Is.
There is.
There is.
The heaps of it.
Yeah.
And it's all freaking out at my new look.
Yeah.
Bowie, do you have one really funky sequined spacesuit, Bowie? Or do you have several changes?
Changes.
Do they smoke grass out there in space, man? Or do they smell astroturf?
Receiving transmission from David Bowie's nipple antennae. Do you read me, Lieutenant Bowie? This is Bowie to Bowie. Do you hear me out there, man?
This is Bowie back to Bowie. I read you loud and clear, man.
Hell yeah, man.
Your signal is weak on my radar screen. How far out are you, man?
I'm pretty far out.
That's pretty far out, man.
Gravitational pull. I'm jamming out with the Mick Jagger notes.
And they think it's pretty cool, man.
Are you okay, baby? What was that sound?
I don't know, man. I'll have to turn my ship around. Oh, it's the craziest scene.
Yeah, I'm picking it up on my LSD screen.
Ooh, but can you see the stratosphere ringing
to the choir of Afronaut singing? Dina, I'm a mina, mina,
I set your phases on funky.
Dina, I'm a mina, mina, mina.
Bill, 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 Bill.
Hey now, I'm a man, a man, a man, a man, a man.
New Zealand's own Flight of the Conchords with their Bowie song. You know, it's no secret, I don't think, that I'm something of a Bowie fan, and I teach a paper on David Bowie at the University of Otago. Students sometimes ask me if that song annoys me because, you know, they're kind of taking the mickey. But to my mind, that is the ultimate form of admiration for the Flight of the Conchords to do that song about Bowie. Shows, to my mind, how much they admire him. No, never been offended by it in the least. I think it's funny, think it's great, and think it's very different, which I love. This has been about difference. But we're out of time. See you again soon. Dr. Glam out of the building.
The Sparkly Show.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.